天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们来学习有关信心的功课。何为信心呢？其实在希伯来书里面都有讲到说，信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。那我们已知道说，人非有信就不能得见神的面。可是这个信究竟是什么呢？怎么才是真正的信心呢？那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
We are glad that you are listening to us today.
很高兴你们今天收听这个广播。
In the last broadcast, I talked to you about the flickering faith of the servant of the king.
在上一次节目里，我讲到关于一位朝廷大臣信心的火花。
We saw how the nobleman came to Jesus with a very small amount of faith.
我们看见那贵族来找耶稣的时候，只有很小的信心。
And we started by looking at the miracle of Jesus' healing of the nobleman's son in John chapter 4.
从约翰福音第四章看见了耶稣行的神迹，医治大臣的儿子。
And today I want to move from the man's flickering faith to the flame of faith to the fire of faith.
今天呢，我们来看那人信心的火花转为信心的火苗，再转为信心的火焰。
The nobleman's flickering faith was true as far as it went.
大臣起初的信心火花虽小，却是真诚的。
But we see that his flame of faith was hindered by a desire for signs and wonders.
但我们看见他的信心不能眺望成一股火苗，因为他一心期盼有神奇的现象发生。
And that is why we see Jesus gently rebuking him, not only him, but all of the others with him.
就因为如此，耶稣才柔和地责备他，不单是对他，也是对那些和他在一起的人。
Chapter 4, verse 48 of the Gospel of John.
约翰福音四章四十八节。
Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, Jesus told him, you will not believe.
耶稣对他说，若不看见神迹奇事，你们总是不信。
For this was the attitude of most of the Galileans.
因为这就是大多数加利利人的态度。
Unless they see something spectacular,
除非他们看见一些特别的事。
Unless they see some wonders,
除非他们看见一些神奇的事。
Until they see something beyond explanation,
直到他们看见一些无从解释的事。
They will not believe.
否则他们不会相信。
I have found the following to be true.
我发觉有一种现象。
Most people who would demand this kind of signs and wonders,
大多数希求看见神迹奇事的人，
even when they do see signs and wonders, they would not believe.
一旦看见了，反而不愿意相信。
Jesus gives us a good example when he tells us this story.
耶稣讲了一个故事作为例子。
It is in Luke chapter 16 verses 19 to 31.
就是记载于路加福音16章19至31节。有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐，又有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路，浑身生疮，被人放在财主门口，要得财主桌上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来舔他的疮。后来那讨饭的死了， 被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里，就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕呢，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来，用指头尖蘸点水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。”亚伯拉罕说：“儿啊，你该回想你生前享过福，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦。不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人要从这边过到你们那边是不能的，要从那边过到我们这边也是不能的。”财主说：“我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去，因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。”亚伯拉罕说：“他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从。”他说：“我主亚伯拉罕呢，不是的，若有一个从死里复活的到他们那里去的，他们必要悔改。”亚伯拉罕说：“若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。”
Let's return again to the miracle of healing of the nobleman's son in John chapter 4.
让我们再回到约翰福音第四章，耶稣医好大臣儿子的神迹。
With the nobleman, Jesus was testing him.
其实耶稣在试验大臣的信心。
He wanted to see if the man really meant business and if that flickering faith was for real.
他想看看那人的诚意，那信心的火花是否真实的。
Or did he come to him just for sensationalism?
当他来找耶稣时，是否单凭感觉？
The nobleman does not defend himself.
那大臣并没有为自己辩护。
The nobleman does not argue with Jesus.
大臣也没有和耶稣争论。
The nobleman does not rationalize his need.
大臣并没有据理解释他的需要。
He simply urges Jesus to do something before the child dies.
他只恳切求耶稣在儿子还没死之前为他做点事情。
Jesus' response must have been totally unexpected.
耶稣的回应实在是意想不到的。
The man probably expected Jesus to go down with him, say certain things, do certain things, but Jesus didn't.
那人可能期望着耶稣跟他回家，讲些什么，做些什么，但耶稣却没有。
Just like Naaman, the Syrian general.
就好像亚兰王的元帅乃曼一样。
When he thought that Elisha the prophet would come out and lay hands on him and say a fervent prayer before he would be healed of his leprosy.
他想先知以利沙会来，然后按手在他身上，热切的祷告，他的大麻风就可以得到医治。
But all that Elisha did was send his servant saying, "Go wash in the Jordan River 7 times and you will be cleansed." 但是当
以利沙只打发仆人回复说，你去在约旦河中沐浴七回，你的肉必复原。
In Naaman's case, as in this nobleman's case, the miracle was in the journey.
乃曼的情况和大臣的情况一样，神迹都是发生在途中的。
Right at that point where Jesus said to him, "Go, your son lives."
就在那刻，正当耶稣对他说，回去吧，你的儿子活了。
Right at that point when he heard Jesus utter these words,
就在那刻，正当他听到耶稣说这些话，
he turned around and went home.
他就转身回家。
Right at this point, this man's flickering faith turned into a flame of faith.
就在那刻，这个人的信心火花转为信心的火苗。
At that point, the man believed that Jesus could healJust as easily from a distance as he could on the spot.
在那一刻，这人相信了耶稣能够在远处和回到家中一样容易的施行医治。
He had faith to believe that when Jesus' word is uttered,
当耶稣一说话，他就相信了。
Disease would flee.
疾病必消除。
This man believed the words of the psalmist.
这个人相信诗人的话。
In Psalm 107, verse 20,
诗篇107篇第二十节。
He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave.
他发命医治他们，救他们脱离死亡。
This man not only believed the words of Jesus,
这个人不单只相信耶稣的话。
But his fear, his anxieties, his worries have disappeared.
并且他的恐惧，他的挂虑，他的担忧全消失了。
According to John's timing, Jesus said these words about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
根据约翰的估计，耶稣说这些话的时间大概在下午一点钟。
Obviously, the man did not run home.
很明显的，这个人并没有飞跑回家。
He continued and stayed overnight till the next day.
他仍留在那里直到第二天。
Why panic?
为什么要惊慌呢？
Jesus said, your son lives.
耶稣说过，你的儿子活了。
Why worry?
为什么要担忧？
Jesus promised.
耶稣已经应许了。
Why fear?
为什么要恐惧？
Jesus gave his word.
耶稣已经承诺了。
Why be anxious?
为什么要挂虑呢？
Jesus ordered healing.
耶稣已经发出命令要医治。
So the flickering of faith gives way to a flame of faith.
因此，信心火苗要取代信心火花。
And the flame of faith gives way, thirdly, to the burning fire of faith.
而信心火焰更要取代信心火苗。
The man comes home and he is greeted by some of his servants.
这人回家时，他的仆人迎见他。
Presumably before he got to his house.
假如在他回家之前。
And they said, guess what, master, your son is alive.
他们说，主人，你的儿子活了。
Those three words sounded so familiar to the nobleman.
那句话对大臣而言是何等的熟识。
As if to say, oh, don't tell me, it happened about 1 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday, right?
好像在说，难道不就是昨天下午一点钟所发生的吗？
Yes, how did you know?
正是啊，你怎么会知道的？
Oh, Jesus told me so.
是耶稣告诉我的。
The nobleman took Jesus at his word.
大臣将耶稣的话藏在心里。
He trusted in the promise of Jesus.
他信靠耶稣所应许的。
What about you?
你又如何呢？
Do you trust in the promises of Jesus?
你是否信靠耶稣的应许呢？
Do you put your whole trust in Jesus?
你是否全心信靠耶稣呢？
In fact, as a result of this, the whole household, including servants, children, everybody, became believers in Jesus Christ.
这个事的结局是大臣全家，包括了仆人、孩子和家庭所有的成员，都相信了耶稣基督。
My listening friends, please listen very carefully.
我亲爱的听众朋友，请留心听着。
I want to tell you some very important things about faith.
我想告诉你很重要的事情，是有关于信心的。
Faith sees the invisible.
信心可看见那看不见的。
Faith believes the incredible.
信心可信那不可思议的。
Faith is to accept the impossible.
信心可接受不可能的。
Faith does without the indispensable.
信心可做到不能做到的。
Faith bears the intolerable.
信心可承受不能忍受的。
Faith is idle when circumstances are all right.
在顺境时，信心只是空谈。
Only in adverse circumstances is our faith in God exercised.
只有在逆境时，对神的信心才会实现出来。
Faith is like our muscles.
信心就好像我们的肌肉一样。
They grow strong with exercise.
需要锻炼才会强壮。
Faith is trusting God's plan for your life.
信心是信靠神在你生命中的计划。
Faith is not asking God to bless your plan.
信心不是求他赐福你的计划。
Faith is obeying His will in your life.
信心是服从他在你生命中的旨意。
Faith is not demanding that God obeys your will.
信心不是要求神实现你的愿望。
Faith is surrender of my desire to His.
信心是放弃自己的私欲，寻求神的心意。
Faith is for me to pull off the road so that I can give way to His plan.
信心是离开自己的道路，让神的计划来指引。
What stage is your faith in right now?
你现在的信心的境况如何呢？
Is it flickering?
你有没有信心的火花？
You can ask God today, Lord, ignite my faith to trust you blindly.
你今天可以求他说，主啊，请点燃我的信心，让我全心信靠你。
Is your faith flaming?
你有没有信心的火苗？
You can ask the Lord today, Lord, ignite this flame to be a huge fire.
你今天可以求他说，主啊，请点燃这火苗，一直到成为巨大的火焰。
A fire of faith that will touch the lives of others.
信心的火焰能触动别人的生命。
A fire of faith that will bless others.
信心的火焰可祝福别人。
A fire of faith that will change the lives of others.
信心的火焰会改变别人的生命。
It is my prayer that this will be your prayer.
这是我的祷告，也会是你的祷告。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你。
次的甘霖，信靠耶稣是救赎的唯一，是旷世恩典与奇迹。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。原来信心不仅仅是相信，更是要将所有的忧虑与重担一同卸下。同时呢，信心也是要放弃我们自己的私欲，寻求神的旨意，让神的计划能够真正的来掌管我们的生命。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，让我们能够依靠主的力量，用信心来顺服他。
世界就要改变，每当你陪伴在我身边，我们之间有无数的语言。每当你笑着向我眨眼，我的一生是美丽花园。冰雪，我们的爱没有界限，你永远不会改变，这是你永恒的约，我愿意被你疼爱到永远，这世界我别无眷恋，跟随你永远不后悔。我飞到碧海蓝天，想逃离你的视线，你仍然守候我回到你的心田。孤单陪伴我的黑夜，你的爱领我出旷野。 笑着向我眨眼，我的一生是美丽花园。虽然偶尔有暴风冰雪，我们的爱没有界限。你永远不会改变，这是你永恒的约，我愿意被你疼爱到永远。这世界我别无眷恋，跟随你永远不后悔。我飞到碧海蓝天，想逃离你的视线，
我没